look, it was unseemly. I think that it gave out a very bad impression about politics in our country. But this has been going on now for many, many weeks, and it was quite obvious that there wasn't a compromise, and unfortunately that had to be voted through yesterday to carry on setting up committees and many other areas of government. And unfortunately we would have liked to have a compromise, but it just didn't happen. And again, we just got to move on. This government have to deliver on housing, on health, on jobs, and deal with many issues from the United States, from Gaza, and from the Ukraine-Russian war, and that's what we have to do, and unfortunately it came to that yesterday.
And in relation to what we're going to expect to see today, leaders' questions again, this could turn into another farce today.
This was always unfortunately coming to this. What we have to do, we have to govern. Government is a difficult place, but you have to make decisions and you have to set up committees. And as I said, you have to deal with many, many other issues, both local, national and international. And that's what we've got to do. And we've got to provide a stable government. We're one of the few countries that has a stable government to deliver in the very, very turbulent times ahead. And that's what we will do.
Should more perhaps have been done in relation maybe to giving way to the opposition on the speaking rights being given to independent TDs that are supporting the government? This is really what is at the crux of the matter.
Yeah, look, there is a lot of issues there, a lot of complicated issues. There are some TDs such as that aren't in government and simply weren't part of forming government. They support government now and then. They've even voted against government. They want their speaking rights. And as I said, it's quite complicated and it's going on now for about 6 weeks. And unfortunately, a decision had to be made yesterday when there was no agreement.
So many claims and counterclaims in relation to, say, for instance, the salute that Michael Lowry gave to some members of the opposition. Again, many people saying today that the Dáil Chamber is no such place for behaviour like that. Is it a matter of interpretation what Deputy Lowry was attempting to do?
Okay, look, I'm no friend and no supporter of Michael Lowry. And if he did give the two fingers up, that's absolutely inappropriate and inexcusable. However, I looked at the video, and I've argued this with a few of my colleagues. I just felt that the video was taken out of context. And looking at the video, it was still taken out of the video. I don't think he gave the two fingers, but that's only my personal opinion. But if he did, it's totally inappropriate and it's inexcusable. I tried to be fair in whatever I do and whoever I deal with. I just felt at this occasion, and it's just my opinion, that I think it was taken out of context.